Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little juicy Wednesday. Huh? It's your Sports Bros, one half of them anyway. I'm Isaac. Big Sook is not over there. We don't even have Schultzy today. We have lowercase Casey Smith, who is stirring up the public with hot takes about early 1900s high school and his love of ketchup. A couple of things. We were talking, you were saying you thought wine was the oldest of the nectars. It is true. I looked up, because I was curious, what is the oldest beverage? I mean, outside of water.
Is it Georgian wine?
That is close, but there is an ancient, in ancient China, dating to around 7,000 to 6,600 BCE. It predates beer evidence. They made a drink out of rice, honey, and fruit and or grapes. So it's like a fermented wine.
Kind of like a sake wine hybrid.
Yeah. And they're saying that that is the oldest beverage out there. And it sounds delightful.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I bet a single glass of that would delicious.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, and I'm basing this solely on your love of ketchup. Sake a thing for you?
Not really. Not my brother's it. A big sake guy, but it's not for me.
Okay. We've learned a lot about you. Tequila, ketchup, and steroids. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Smith here on The Fan. All right, Sook's out, but you probably already knew that. He is back Friday. We're off tomorrow, Rams, Seahawks. He's back Friday. I'm out Friday. I'm back Monday. He's out Monday. It's a mess. It's a gall darn mess. I don't know how anybody listens to this crap, even when we're both here. Alas, we press on. I've got to talk about why Joel Klatt pissed everyone off today. That's coming up. And then I anticipate we will goof off for much of the rest of the show. If The Fan had a Jeffrey Dahmer, who would it be? And I have three very good choices here.
Hit me with them.
Well, we'll do that later. I'm teasing. This is what they call a tease.
Okay, okay.
In the business case. I'm jotting out some of the things that are in the notes here. Who is the greatest on-screen drunk? I want you thinking about that. We will have a profile on, this was in the Wall Street Journal, when mom takes over your dating profile. Now, this would be good. This would be a good topic for you. You being a young guy, you're doing the social media and all that cool stuff. Yeah, a lot of folks now are so fed up with social media and running their own social media accounts that they're handing it over to their parents. Like dating apps, you know, they're handing it over to their parents, and the potential dates on the other side are actually enjoying getting to know the parents before getting to know the person who is on the app. So it's actually kind of working, where people are turning over their social media to their parents, and their parents are picking partners for them, which, there's another dead guy. My God, we have another dead. The South Florida Old Dominion game sucks, mainly because both quarterbacks opted out right before the game. I think the quarterback for Old Dominion, the second one, died. And now somebody for South Florida has just been murdered.
Right, yeah, it's the quarterback for South Florida.
Oh, my God.
Bounced around.
His head is rolling up the tunnel.
He kind of just did the tool arms.
He did, yeah. I forget what they call that, but yeah, it's not good.
Throwing gang signs is, I believe, what they call it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so anyway, that game sucks. Who cares? A couple of other headlines we have going on today. Oh, yeah, who's the greatest on-screen drunk when mom takes over your dating profile? We'll talk about subtitles, if the fan has a Jeffrey Dahmer. These are just some of the things we want to hit later in the show. But we'll get to Joel Klatt and what he said that's pissed everyone off in our next segment. A couple of other headlines, as Casey has been telling you, Tua benched in Miami. Not even the backup. Apparently, he's third string now. So it's Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson.
There's got to be something there with his relationship with McDaniel that's just not going well. Because the fact that he's kind of removed from the 53-man roster, almost, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He's one step away from being removed from the 53-man.
Yeah, it's weird. That boy, what a wild year for McDaniel. Like, going to be the next coach fired, team's terrible, to, oh my God, the team's on a run, to bench Tua, and now what? It's just...
I thought they should have benched Tua when they wanted to start winning games in the first place.
Yeah, but for Ewers or Wilson, you're not winning games with those guys, are you?
Come on, man. I don't think you really... I mean, you got put in a choice where I don't think that Mike McDaniel wanted Tua at all, and that's why he drafted Quinn Ewers.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right that there might be something going on between those two guys. Look, it's bubbling. It's that time in the season where, you know, the frustration, the injuries, it all mounts. I don't know. I kind of like Mike McDaniel. I honestly don't know.
He's a biracial angel.
Is he?
Yo, yeah. Mike McDaniel. I feel like I
so
kind of have.
So are you, by the way.
I kind of have like a little man crush on Mike McDaniel because we're both quarter black. I mean, he's the coach of Miami Dolphins, runs a great offense.
Wait,
and
you're a quarterback. I thought your dad was black.
Yeah, he's half.
He's half black.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm a little quadroon is what they would call that.
Oh, you're a little quadroon. Yeah, I tell you, a lot of people asking that question. Hey, is this guy black? Well, what does it matter? But yes, he's a quarter black.
Yep.
Much like Schnitzel Wolf is part Native American and German. Me, just a white guy. I'm one of those European mutts they talk so much about. Where were we? Anyway, I don't know. If I had an opening, an NFL opening, I would look at McDaniel. I think that. And maybe this is, maybe I'm just delusional, probably. I know I'm dumb, but I just feel like the second time around a coach, I think a smart coach can be better the second time around. They're not always, but I think he's smart, and I feel like it's not all his fault in Miami. That's perhaps incorrect, but I'd give him a look. At a second chance. I think he will get a second chance.
I think so, too. I mean, look at Shanahan. Shanahan was in Atlanta, brought his team all the way to the 28-3 lead in Atlanta. Mm. Obviously couldn't hold it.
Well, he was the OC, though.
Yeah, but you still see the success that he carried it over with with San Francisco. I think if Mike McDaniel was a offensive coordinator somewhere, that team is probably the top five rushing team in the league.
I'd hire him. But I'm talking head coach. I think I'd bring him in. I'd give him a look.
Where? That's my question. Because
he's not, first of all, he hasn't left Miami, but if they fire him, it would depend. I think I would want to see him with a quarterback that he wants, like a really good. That's the thing. I think he is dependent on, as many coaches are, on just having the quarterback that fits what he wants to do.
And I think if he's sent to a place like New York or Vegas, it only just gets worse for him.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. Like, he has to go to a situation where he feels comfortable.
Like John Harbaugh. I mean, the guy's gotten pretty lucky having Lamar Jackson, right?
I mean, him and Tomlin, I think him and Tomlin have kept each other in their jobs for the last two decades.
Boy, I've never really thought about that.
They split 500 every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like McDaniel with Lamar could be really fun.
I think Mike McDaniel with any quarterback that makes linebackers think that he might hold it is dangerous.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Tua benched. Hey, those teeth look nice, though. He's got those nice pearly white Freddie Freeman teeth going. And what else is going on today? Well, we've got this dumb bowl game. The Knicks are NBA Cup champs. Bloop, 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 bloop. Some guy at Ohio got fired. Do we know what that guy did? Have you seen that?
I saw the article. I haven't looked at the details yet. And
well, there are no details yet.
It seems like it could be similar to the Michigan situation.
Yeah, Sharon Moore. They're saying Sharon Moore. It's coming out in court now. Sharon Moore has a history of domestic violence. They're talking about him now. It all comes out in court. Yeah, this guy's name is Brian Smith. He's the head coach at Ohio. This was just his first year. And they say he violated his contract by engaging in serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. They fired him, and no one knows why. Weird.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we're going to get the details of it tomorrow.
Oh, it'll come
after,
out.
All that.
For sure. All right. Let's see here now. Coming up next, Joel Klatt has confirmed he is indeed a boob. What he said that pissed everyone off when we return on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Friday, Dan Lanning will be on our show. He will be interviewed by none other than Jason Skukinik. So make sure you tune in for that. And then Ducks and Dukes on the Fan this Saturday. Pregame at noon, Ducks game day, brought to you by Coors Light. After the game, stay for the Dick Hanna Dealership's post-game scoreboard show. So Joel Klatt is a college football talking head who over time has worn thin on most of us. We used to talk to him some at the old Pac-12 media day. He would sit down with us, smart college football guy. He knows his stuff, watches, calls games with Gus. Although I can't really listen to Gus much anymore. His shtick's gotten old for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it is that chumps like us can be around for 25 years. And the guys like Joel Klatt or Kirk Herbstreit, they just, 2 years and you're like, God, I can't stand that guy. You know, it's weird. I don't know why.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
But I do understand what you're feeling.
Like, I used to think Joel Klatt was really good, smart analyst, and now I think he's a boob. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he said things like this. So he has pissed everyone off today, and he's probably doing it. You know, anytime you go to the Fox side, they're all hot takey. Like, that's their whole shtick. Even Colin wasn't that hot takey when he was here. But Fox, that's what they want to do. They want to get you riled up. They want to get everybody talking about something somebody said. And it's for clicks, and I get that, and I don't usually fall for it, but today I have. So he said, quote, and he was talking about, I think in the context of the college football playoff, he said, quote, "We don't want Cinderellas. We want the best teams playing each other at the end. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and least fair tournament in all of sports." So, of course, he's sitting back laughing at the engagement in this, right? Because that's what it's all about. Social media, everybody's talking about it. But that's really dumb, you know, I think. I mean, to me, the NCAA tournament is the best tournament because it combines the Cinderella element with the best teams playing each other, because it's such a large tournament that you really can't, you can't glass slipper your way to a championship.
Like, again, when the tournament comes out every single year, we pick five games of that first round that are going, okay, these are our possible Cinderellas.
First round. That thing, you got to win six games to win that tournament.
Exactly.
So I don't really get his point. I mean, the misnomer is that Cinderellas win it all. And somehow the talking point has become, since we're getting into this too because of the college football playoff, it's best versus most deserving. And that's always an argument that no one really wins, because it just depends on what you, like, I think Notre Dame is one of the best teams in college football. They are not one of the most deserving to be in the tournament. There's, yep, a difference, right?
Like,
I saw today they would be favored by, somebody said they'd be favored by 6.5 points over Alabama. Alabama's in the tournament, Notre Dame's not. That doesn't make any sense. Well, it does, because that's why they play the games. You know, it's like, some of it's messy. Not the best team doesn't always win. It's stupid. So anyway, the misnomer is that Cinderellas win it all. And I think that, because Colin does this too, again, Fox, but they use a talking point that we don't like Cinderellas. Ratings don't show that we watch Cinderellas. And that's typically true. When it comes to the biggest games, we want the best and biggest brands. But they've turned it into this, well, Cinderellas don't mean anything at all. They have a place. No, they don't win at all, but they have a place in these tournaments. And I think it's cool that James Madison's in the tournament. I think it's cool that Tulane's in the tournament.
I always felt like Cinderellas drove the outside engagement. I mean, you're always going to have the five teams or, you know, yeah, again, four or five teams who are locked in. Their brands are very focused on the sport, whether it's, you know, Michigan, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Duke, whether it's UNC. And then the Cinderellas will come in there and they drive that outside engagement because I don't think I've cared about a college basketball tournament other than when Loyola Chicago had a chance to win.
Wow. Yeah, so you're the opposite of what he's saying. Because most people want to see Duke, North Carolina. They don't want to see Loyola v.
Again, you know. I think Duke fans want to see Duke, North Carolina. I think UNC fans want to see Duke, North Carolina.
Well, the ratings would prove otherwise. I mean, it does. When it comes down to it, the big brands draw more eyeballs. But, again, this is my whole point with the thing. There's room for both. It's a 60. How many teams are in that damn tournament? 68?
64.
I think it was 68. They expanded it.
Then I think you're right.
I mean, come on. Like, I don't know. Cinderellas deserve a place in these tournaments. They're in all these tournaments. Like what would you say is the least fair U.S. playoffs? My answer would be Major League Baseball.
I would say MLB.
Because there's just so much randomness. You can dominate for 162 games, and then you get into a three-game series, and you can be bounced. That, to me, is absurd. But there's just too much variance that could happen there. So you play the longest regular season to have the shortest postseason. Outside of that, I think the NCAA tournament might be the fairest of the... I think the NBA... Look, the NBA is long, but when you play seven games series all the way through, I mean, you want to talk about...
On top of an 82-game season that we've already pretty much decided who our top 10 teams
are. We already know who the best teams are right now. What do we... How many games are we in? Not even 30?
Not even 30, like 28, I believe.
So, NBA, you know, whether the playoffs need tweaking or not, I don't know. But they do crown a true champion. But so does the NCAA tournament. You play well enough, you get a seat at the table. In the end, I mean, he's right. Ratings prove that we want big brands when it comes to all the marbles, but we typically do get that. I mean, like Loyola Chicago's not in the final. It's just they win a couple of games. Maybe, and we've had some teams make runs that are double digit seeds, get into the Final Four. We've had some, but that, I think, to your point, drives in another part of the audience that thinks that's pretty cool. So I think the NCAA tournament is the most fair tournament because to win it, you have to win six in a row. You can't just win one or two, but you're not winning six unless you're elite and legit. So that's a true championship. So his argument is that the NCAA tournament is not doing anything to crown a true champion. That's what he said. I think we've confirmed he is indeed a boob.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's how I feel about it. Thank you. So again, it's the best versus most deserved argument. And I think we have to stop with the idea that the best teams should get all the opportunities. Like that has become a thing in recent sports lexicon that, nobody wants to see them. Why are they in there? Well, because they earned their way in there. Sorry, it's Oregon James Madison's not going to get a bigger number.
Sorry, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame, Oregon, we get a huge number, but that's not the way it works. They play the games for a reason. This is how you know they have the NFL has something great, because the arguments we bring up in other sports, we never cry about in the NFL. I mean, they have imbalanced schedules. No one seems to care. That's the huge problem in college football. They have, a worse team can get a better seed. Good teams can miss the playoffs. It's just whatever the NFL has, I think, is just enough parity that people are just like, well.
But I'd say probably some people could argue that, you know, a one game in a playoff kind of doesn't really determine who you are as a team. Excuse me, but.
You're talking about in the NFL?
Yeah, in the NFL, because you have a lot of one-and-done teams. Teams, you know, go in the first round expecting to be lights out, 2017 Baltimore Ravens. Then they get bounced by the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to. I mean, you can't play series in football.
Yep.
So Yeah. I think there's just enough parity that people believe that if you're, that it just doesn't matter what schedule you play or who's in front of you in the playoffs.
Beat the team ahead of you.
Yep, you should win. Yep. Because
if you beat the team ahead of you, then you're most likely getting a shot.
If you go, I don't know, if you win 13 or 14 games, but it was an easy schedule, because there's so much parity in the NFL, we don't look at that and say, oh, that's weak, that's invalid. Like in college, sometimes we do that. NFL, their teams are all have studs all over the place. Some teams better than others, obviously, but we don't invalidate something because of that. Yeah. The league's got it.
Brady had an undefeated season, was gone in the first round of the playoffs. We still very much talk about how impressive that undefeated season was.
They lost in the first. No, they lost in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They lost. That was the David Tyree. Catch, David Tyree. I think that was the undefeated team. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for James Madison being in the tournament. I'm excited for Tulane being in the tournament. I really am. I think it's cool that they're in there. And they deserve to be in there. It's kind of annoying how they got there. The format's a little funky, but I think they'll figure it all out. Joel Klatt's a boob. All right. Determined. What percentage of Americans describe this last year, 2025, as great? We'll get to that next. But first, here's Casey. Coming up, why don't Oregonians love to sports bet? Some numbers. But I saw a study... studyfinds.org, one of my favorite websites, recently that was asking people how 2025 felt to them. And according to this survey, only about 1 in 10 Americans described the year as great. Everyone else landed somewhere between okay, I guess, and please don't make me relive it. And I think that's very interesting because the dirty little secret, it feels like more and more people are feeling, is that American life ain't all it's cracked up to be. And that's not to say that we don't have it great comparatively, because we do, compared to a lot of other countries. But, you know, I don't care what other teams are doing. I'm looking at my offense.
Yeah, if you can't complain, then what's life worth living?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I'm looking at my defense. I got problems. We got to get better one game at a time. Get problems on our defense, problems on our offense. This says, the results come from a nationwide survey that asked Americans to reflect on how the year actually felt, not how it looked on Instagram. News stories talked about the economy improving and life returning to normal, but most people do not feel that way at all. They feel like they were scraping by barely. Roughly 40% of respondents said that 2025 was good or very good, which sounds fine until you realize how low the bar has dropped. A much larger group described the year as average or mediocre, and a significant chunk said it was outright bad. Only about 10% felt confident calling it great. I don't know if I'd call it great. I did say this the other day, and I got some blowback for it. But I believe that 2025 has gone faster than any other year in the history of time. And there's no way I can prove that, and therefore I'm right.
It felt fast.
Dude, that was fast as hell.
It felt like a very fast year.
And I don't know why. It's weird. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm old. But even the youngs are agreeing with me.
Was there less days in the year than there has been?
No. It's just time's so flying. Maybe it's we're back to kind of being busier than we used to be. You know, COVID kind of ramped down. Now we're ramping back up. I don't know. I have no explanation for it. But 90% of Americans said they didn't have a great time in 2025, and money playing a huge role in that, of course. Rising costs, lingering debt, the feeling that paychecks stretch less each year shaped how people judged their happiness. So, and then, of course, mental health. So this is why we drink right here.
It's fair.
Am I wrong?
It's very fair.
Yeah. Now I've got lowercase thinking about the greatest on-screen drunks, and he said he has five on his mind. I could think of four greats, and I'm probably, well, four that I love. See, this is a little bit subjective, don't you think? Because not all on-screen drunks are created equal. Like Norm is great, Norm is from Cheers, for you young people.
He just passed away this past year.
He did?
I believe so.
Yeah, you're killing him off. You're falling into our trap. We kill people off all the time. Be careful. I don't know if Norm died or not. He was great, but he was not the greatest of the on-screen drunks. He played a great bar character. And that guy is in every bar.
He passed away in May of this year.
You got it right. What was his name again?
George Wendt.
Yeah, George Wendt. I didn't know George Wendt died. That makes me sad. So I went with, we'll go tit for tat here. Okay, so I went with Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
I've got him on the list as well.
Okay, so we repeat there.
William H. Macy is his name.
Yes, William H. Macy, and his character in Shameless is absolutely fantastic. I've got Lucille Bluth, who was wonderful in Arrested Development.
I've got Walter Matthau. Bad News Bears.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Now, that's big screen, though. Small screen.
We just doing TV?
Well, no. I mean, I guess I didn't even think of the drunks in the movies. I don't know why I did that.
For some reason, movies just jumped out of me.
Yeah, no.
I got a lot more movies than I do.
Well, and then, of course, you have the great Don Draper. That's the other one that I had on my list.
I've got Billy Bob Thornton. I just watched Bad Santa the other night.
Oh, yes. That movie's great. Billy Bob Thornton is great. That's a good one. Although he kind of seems drunk in everything he does.
Yeah, that kind of just might be
that's his bit.
Billy Bob.
You watching Landman at all?
I'm about to start it. That's one. It's on my to-do list. As soon as the Christmas season is over and I get out of the jolly spirit, I'm going to Landman.
So you watch Christmas, are you watching Christmas movies right
now? Yeah, so I just watched Next Friday was yesterday, and the day before that was Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Okay. I love that. Good for you. And your girlfriend's not here, right?
That's why I'm watching she's in Mexico right now. That's why I have all of the bad Christmas movies are lined up for me.
Because she wouldn't let you watch those otherwise?
I watched Elf and Home Alone with her and The Santa Claus. Leave Next Friday and Harold and Kumar for me.
Right. What is she doing without you?
Drinking and enjoying the sun. That's
really?
Yeah, that's about
She just went to Mexico without you?
Oh, she's with all of her friends.
Oh, girls trip.
Did a little girls trip.
Right before Christmas?
Yep. They've been planning it for a while.
Yeah, something's up. They're getting some drugs or something. They're getting your stash for 2026.
They're making a move.
Yeah, Bad Santa, that's good. I love Billy Bob Thornton. He's kind of drunk in Landman, too. But... so who is the greatest on-screen drunk? Text 503-864-6326. Who did we miss? Here's one. Leaving Las Vegas, Nick Cage. Very good.
Denzel in Flight.
Yeah, but wasn't that a little bit more just sad?
It's a sadder one, but there's levels to it. You have a Billy Bob and a William H. Macy. You got to have a Denzel.
Ooh, now this may fly straight over your young head, but Dudley Moore... Anything he was in, because I think he was drunk. He was great on screen.
What is he in?
I knew you were going to ask that. I got to pull it up. The Great Dudley Moore. He was in...
He's Milo and Otis.
Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's most known for, Arthur. Apparently Bedazzled, Mickey and Maude, Santa Claus the Movie, 1985. You've probably seen him in that.
No, I haven't.
Arthur 2 on the Rocks. Yeah, he was great. You probably recognize him.
Gene Wilder in Blazing Saddles is my last one.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, can we get away with watching Blazing Saddles these days and laughing and stuff? You know.
Parts of it.
It's pretty rough.
I think parts of it hold up very well, and other parts of it, you're like,
ooh,
yikes.
Yeah, yikes is right. I saw that was on the other day, and I started watching it, and then I kind of was like, I think I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah, it's got a Tarantino quality to it, is what I would say.
It was the time. All right, text 503... 864? Yeah, 864-6326. That's what it is. Great on-screen drunks. Also coming up, why don't Oregonians love to sports bet? By the numbers, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we are asking you, who is the greatest on-screen drunk? And you have brought in some great ones here on the text line at 503-864-6326. A couple of you mentioning Jim Leahy from Trailer Park Boys. That's fantastic. Great poll. I don't know if you watched Trailer Park.
That's a really good one.
That show, my kid watched that show. I would never have watched that show without my kid watching.
The talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim was the ex-cop, right? Wasn't he an old cop? And
he's the Trailer Park manager.
Yeah, but I think he used to be a cop. And he something bad happened, and now he's just an old drunk and bitter. He's great. That show is funny. If you haven't watched Trailer Park Boys, look, it's not for everyone. But I remember my kids started watching it. It's not something I would ever watch, but then he showed it to me, and I got kind of hooked on it. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
A couple other people mentioning The Dude. How could we forget The Dude?
It's the reason why I drink White Russians.
Do you?
They're good.
No, they're not.
Oh, especially while you're bowling. That's good. It's a good drink.
God, I've been disappointed in you in a lot of ways today. Lowercase. The ketchup take was the worst. The White Russian, I give Suk a lot of crap. He drinks them because the dude drank them. That's an awful cocktail.
I don't mind it. I like it. I think it's a dessert cocktail. All if right. I'm going to have like a drink to end the night, a White Russian isn't bad.
All right. A couple of others. Arthur, Peaky Blinders, which I love Peaky Blinders, one of my favorite shows I've ever watched. But Arthur was a little, he was kind of, I don't know, he was edgy. Harry Carey coming in. A real life. I mean, he was really drunk doing Cubs games.
There's Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is he really a drunk in that, though?
He huffs paint, so it's...
Well, don't we all?
To each their own. If you want to call him a drunk, sure. But there's a lot of substances that they talk about him using in that show.
Foster Brooks is good. A lot of people are saying Foster Brooks, and he's a... Yeah, he's an old comedian. Great. He's a great one.
Isn't there a really good Charlie Chaplin drunk?
I don't know.
I think I'd put Chaplin up there, just because silent film, you have to do so
he
much.
He probably was housed, animation. Don't you think? But I don't know. I don't know if that's his... Oh, Boss Hogg. Do you ever watch Dukes of Hazzard? That's a great one. Boss Hogg.
Yeah, I've
great
seen it.
Drunk. Okay. Mike Rice. Come on. Bob Uecker, Major League, excellent. Oh, you mentioned Frank the Tank. Will Ferrell, old school. Let's go. It was just a one-nighter, but...
I think you can count that one.
Put that in there. Jim from Taxi. Pat Summerall. Good suggestions. I've got a... So I was reading the Willamette Week, as I've been prone to do from time to time, and they talked about recently the... Oregon lottery numbers, the state. So the state of Oregon cashes in about a little under $2 billion from the Oregon lottery. Yeah, it says gambling revenue is an important segment of the state of Oregon's budget. In the 2024 fiscal year, Oregon took in more than $1.7 billion in gambling revenues. And that is not shocking, seeing as how we've got, I mean, like, there's machines in every bar and, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, but it is a little surprising, speaking as though we can't do, I guess we can't really place bets unless we're at a sports book.
Well, you got DraftKings now.
Yeah, but can you place bets?
Not college.
You can't bet on college, though.
Well, this is overall gambling revenue. It's $1.7 billion. The percentage of that comes from sports betting is 4.4%. So, you know, if you look at the handle, they call the handle, it's the amount of money sports bet in each state. They have the numbers. They spit them out every month or, you know, every quarter. And New Jersey and Pennsylvania and those states, well, you're from Pennsylvania, right?
I've got family from there.
Family. They gamble hard out there, like sports bet hard. And I don't really know why. Maybe it's just more part of the culture there. And it's not as much out here, but I was surprised to see that only 4.4% of the gambling revenue in the state of Oregon is sports. People are just not using DraftKings. And I wonder why that is, because I love it. So why doesn't everyone else? Damn it. There's no college.
Yeah, the no that college hurts. Does make a difference.
Yeah, that hurts. But video lottery... So that's where you go in the bar and you have the video machines that you can play. That provides the Oregon Lottery with nearly 16 times as much revenue as the sports book. And I guess I'm just surprised at how each state is so much different when it comes to sports betting. I just thought dudes sports bet no matter where, because we're kind of dumb. Like, you got to hide the money from some dudes because they're going to blow their house payment on a parlay.
4% is shockingly low.
Very low. Yeah. And, you know, maybe if they do a better job of giving us better apps with more options, like betting on college, because it's a very big college area here, maybe it would increase. But Oregon gets 51% of the net revenue from sports betting. And so that's the amount left over after they pay out, and then DraftKings takes their cut and their other costs. So at least Oregon was smart in going with DraftKings, because they originally, I don't know if you remember this, but they started with their own app, and it was awful.
The scoreboard app?
Yeah, scoreboard. Awful. So I still don't really understand why it's only DraftKings. Maybe that's just they just signed an exclusive deal to give DraftKings the whole state. But there are plenty of other sportsbooks they could allow that would also take that number up. I just find it interesting. I thought that was low. And apparently Oregonians don't love to sports bet. So we should stop talking about sports betting here. And we won't. Ever.
I'm still a degenerate.
Oh, you like to sports bet too, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty big. Every Saturday, I love to make a UFC parlay.
UFC. Okay. You strike me as a UFC guy.
It's a fun sport to watch. It's even easier to bet on.
A buddy of mine told me, so I don't watch it at all. Don't know any of the guys. But a buddy of mine told me, he said, dude, you have got to bet this guy. It was last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I wonder if you know it. And I'm going to forget his name. But he was like, dude, bet him. Trust me, bet him. And I'm like, all right. So I put a little money on this guy. And I actually, I couldn't watch the fight because it's pay-per-view and I don't care enough. So I got on to social media, Twitter, X. And right as the fight was going down, I'm like, I'm searching his name and the fight. And I'm seeing all this stuff, like all these people are like, come on, come on. And then I see that he broke the other dude's arm, broke in the first 10 seconds just because he fell. And he fell wrong and broke his arm. And we won. I won my bet.
Yeah, I lost because of that. So I'm hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Why is that not just like a, why don't they not pay any bets on it? Like, why isn't that like a tie or a draw? Like, that wasn't.
Because it's technically a doctor stoppage. And
so if you have to tap out due to your arm snapping,
yeah.
Even if the other guy didn't snap the arm?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of did, though, because he's defending a takedown. So the guy's going for, you know, to grapple him, to wrestle him. And he goes for the takedown. He shoots, doesn't get the takedown. And all of a sudden, you see he's got a hold of his leg.
Yeah.
Just jiu-jitsu guys, they know that you sprawl backwards, get your legs, try to pull into a guard position. And as he's doing that, he's falling back on his arm, and his arm just twisted underneath him. And it snapped. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was. It was awful. But I didn't care because I won. So I'm a very good UFC bettor, as you can tell. I was like, man, that's the easiest money I've ever made.
That was Alexandra Pantoja was his name.
He's the guy who broke his arm. Yeah, who was the other guy? The guy I bet on. What was his name?
Manel Kopp, I believe, was that fight.
No, it was some other dude.
Joshua Van.
Van.
Joshua Van became the the champion.
He's my new favorite fighter now. Anyway, I text my buddy. I'm like, hey, thanks. He's like, told you, easiest money ever. I'm like, dude, that kind of is technicality.
It's a belt fight, too. So that was, I mean, that's a good bet. It's a good bet.
Supposed to, yeah, thanks. I know my stuff. UFC, baby. Anyway, interesting numbers put out there in the Willamette Week from Oregon sports betting. 4.4% of Oregon's gambling income. Very, very low. Very interesting. All right, we're going to move on. Do you use subtitles when mom takes over your dating profile and if the fan has a Jeffrey Dahmer? Coming up in the club on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.